The first candidate to make the pilgrimage to Secretary of State Bill Gardner's office was Connecticut SAT tutor Mark Stewart. Stewart was already talking to reporters when the filing period opened at 8 a.m., and when it came time to make things official, he used a stack of phone books to stand a little taller as he filled out the needed paperwork. Stewart then flashed his $1,000 filing fee in a fan of $50 bills.
So, Mr. Gardner and staff, this is for you. I do cash this time. And I chose Grant because I've come to like him better than Franklin.
State law doesn't require candidates to file in person, but most do. For candidates operating on the political fringe, filing day may be the one time they're on equal footing with more mainstream candidates. One of those, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, filed today.
There's a very, independent turn of mind here. And there's a lot of folks who see how scrambled and how troubled our politics are right now and are looking for what it's going to take to turn the page.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is expected to file tomorrow. President Trump is sending Vice President Mike Pence to the State House to file for him next week. To get on either side of the 2020 primary ballot, candidates will need to make things official by the end of the day, Friday, November 15th. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.